Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Oh no, no, no. I'm a rockin' man. Rockin' man burning out his fuse up here alone. Man, Elton John must be anything but alone right now. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. Now, there have been quite a few biopics about musicians and movies about the ups and downs in the lives of musicians in the past. Like, we've seen Bohemian Rhapsody, which told us stuff about Freddie Mercury and sides of him we didn't read too much about earlier. Then there were also movies like A Star Is Born, which was a remake but still so heartfelt in its attempt to show us a side of stardom we wouldn't really consider otherwise. And now there's Rocket Man, which follows the life of Elton John from the time he was a prodigy at the Royal Academy of Music to his rise as a star that the whole world knows, whose music the whole world loves and appreciates. And it's said from the perspective of a star who is in rehab. So in this movie, Elton John is in a facility and keeps reflecting back on parts of his life. So most of the movie seems to be a flashback. Now, there are mixed reviews. Obviously, we're all fans of his music, but the movie hasn't quite pleased everybody who watched it because it's not very accurate if you know his songs very well. Like, people keep breaking out into song and dance in the film, but the music is not chronological, not in the order he made them. And the wrong people sometimes appear in the song. For example, people who weren't involved with Elton John at that phase of his career. But director Dexter Fletcher was just like, "It's a movie, guys, relax. I was asked to take some creative liberty, and I did." Ah, man, it's not easy to make a movie about a guy like Elton John. He is such a legend. He's been knighted, and he was one of the earliest spokespeople in favor of same-sex marriages in the UK. Quite a personality, and he's ticked off quite a few people, including Vladimir Putin and religious heads with his views on homosexuality. But it's kind of nice that he decided to use his stardom to stand up for other people and their rights too. He's been campaigning to educate people about AIDS for decades now. And although the movie Rocket Man is a tribute to the man and his music, it also addresses his personal life to an extent. And a big part of his personal life is his sexual orientation. The movie is definitely a brilliant one in terms of technicality and color and performance and entertainment quotient. And unlike Bohemian Rhapsody, it doesn't bring in an angle of homosexuality at a point in the movie where his downfall begins. It's just who he is. And this is one of the movies that portrays characters from the LGBT community in a manner that's inspiring, that tells you their story like it is. Here's taking a look at a few more. So, if you say music and you say biopic, the movie that's gonna be freshest in your mind is most definitely Bohemian Rhapsody. It followed the journey of the band Queen through the eyes of its frontman Freddie Mercury, who was gloriously bisexual if you ask me. Because at a time when there wasn't too much awareness, and for a guy whose private life was always under scrutiny, it was so difficult to try and live a normal life and just take some time off to think. Now in this movie though, there were complaints that the makers of the film didn't really understand Freddie Mercury's sexuality. And it wasn't easy that some places like China actually banned homosexual scenes from the movie before they let it release there. And I'd say it was also tough on the makers of the movie because it's a very, very sensitive topic about a very, very popular man. And maybe it didn't help that they also wanted the movie to be about the band and its music. But considering that this was a mainstream movie and that it was about one of the most popular bands in the history of music, maybe we can be glad that they picked a band whose frontman has now become an icon for the LGBT community across the world. Brokeback Mountain. Now, this movie came out in 2005, and boy, did it get people talking. I mean, there were transgenders and cross-dressers who've kind of become part of plot lines in movies, but a whole film about the sexual relationship between two men, and that too in 1963, and that too in the American West, where they probably judged a man's masculinity by how well he shot with his gun and lassoed. Now, this was more than radical. For one thing, it was a very, very beautifully shot movie. And it also showed a very complex relationship where obviously there was a lot of confusion and questioning oneself in times where therapy wasn't really a thing like it is right now. The one setback was that they picked two heterosexual men, Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal, to play the main protagonists. But hey, do you want a convincing performance or not? They're actors, so I guess they should be given some credit for signing on to play characters that were very, very new to them. No surprise that it won a lot of awards at some of the biggest festivals and award shows across the world. And it's still one of the most iconic movies representing characters from the LGBT community. Now, the thing with Bollywood, movies across the years have had a lot of characters where men had effeminate characteristics, or there were women who acted masculine, or extremely over-the-top characters to play transgenders. This happened for quite a while, till we saw some sort of evolution, for the better. Juhi Chawla and Sanjay Suri play siblings in this one, in this movie called My Brother Nikhil, and it tells the story of a man who is discovered to be HIV positive and how society ostracizes him. It's said to be based on the real life of Dominic D'Souza, an AIDS activist who actually had to go through a lot just to get out of quarantine way back in 1989. The thing about this movie, it's more about spreading awareness of HIV and telling us the story of how people who had it had to deal with it back in the day, more than being about the protagonist Nikhil's sexuality. But it's implied, and it's still very heartbreaking because no matter what your sexual orientation, being disowned by your family, by your friends, by society cannot be easy. And this movie also talks about how boys have a lot of pressure from society too. How Nikhil's dad raised him to be a sports person, and boys have this kind of standard set about how sports people behave. They're considered more masculine for some reason. But it's a very beautifully made movie, and the most amazing thing about My Brother Nikhil is that the relationship between him and his boyfriend is not introduced to shock the audience or to make a statement. They're just like any other couple. And that's how you make the ordinary seem extraordinary. For years and years, I thought Bombay was Arvind Swamy's best movie till date. Then he was in Sapne, it was called Minsara Kanavu in Tamil, and he did a pretty good job in that as well. But still, even after that, Bombay and Roja were still his best roles, at least I thought that. Then he went missing for a bit and came back in Mani Ratnam's film Kadal, where you won't really remember anything extraordinary about him. Seemed like he was off the grid, and that's when, out of nowhere, there came this movie called Dear Dad. Arvind Swamy plays a man who confesses to his teenage son about his sexual orientation. This was really tricky because first of all, teenagers have enough things to deal with on their own without their parents walking up to them and confessing about their sexuality. But this is a really beautiful coming-of-age film. It's shot beautifully, it has great performances, especially by Arvind Swamy, and it tells whoever watches it that it's just okay to be who you are. Aligarh came out in the year 2016, and it's a movie based on the real incidents that took place in Aligarh. It's the story of a professor whose homosexuality is discovered. He then loses his job, and it talks about the tragic turn of events that take place after that. It's amazing that a movie that had a mainstream backer and director, Hansal Mehta, because it didn't just get lost in the art cinema genre. More people heard about it and more people saw it. And he decided to cast two of the most incredible actors in Bollywood in the most pivotal roles. Manoj Bajpayee plays Professor Siras and Rajkumar Rao plays a journalist named Deepu Sebastian who takes up this case. It's beautiful how they pick the story of a very ordinary man, not the life of a troubled actor or something. And with actors like these two, I think the makers just got what they wanted and we saw whatever they wanted us to see. Not that we'll ever truly understand what happened in real life, but enough to make us think. Sonam Kapoor, she comes from one of the most prominent filmy families, the Kapoors, and she's known as the diva with the best fashion sense in the industry, or at least she'd like us to think so. And that's why when she decided to be in a movie like Ek Ladki Ko Dekha To Aisa Laga, it came as quite a surprise. It also stars Rajkumar Rao, and he isn't even the one Sonam Kapoor's character is in love with. This movie is a very sweet take on homosexuality in India, that too not even in the big cities. And the Punjabi family is a very loud version of what every family in India is like anyway. Anil Kapoor and Sonam Kapoor, a real life father and daughter, decided to be in a movie together and they picked this one. Incredible. Sonam Kapoor seemed to be perfect for roles like Aisha and the one she played in Veere Di Wedding. But the fact that a mainstream actor delved into a movie with homosexuality as its main theme can only mean that mainstream cinema in India is progressing. I hope. The biggest thing you'll remember about the movie Moonlight is probably the incident at the Oscars, where La La Land won the Best Picture Award and they were in the middle of celebrating and giving their speeches and everything. And suddenly they went, oh wait, this is the wrong movie. You guys were not supposed to win. And the award went to Moonlight. This movie follows the story of a man and his journey with himself as he discovers his sexuality and his relationships with other people and how it progresses from when he was a kid, an adolescent, and as an early adult. So that meant they needed brilliant performances from not just one, but three different actors. And two of them were not even adults, they were kids. And it was so spectacular that even though it didn't make all that much at the box office, it won Best Picture. The first film with an all-black cast and the first LGBTQ-related film to do this. About time, don't you think? Kiss of the Spider-Woman came out in the year 1985. It's a Brazilian-American drama and it tells the story of two very different individuals who end up sharing a prison cell in Brazil during the Brazilian military government. One is a man named Valentin and the other is a transgender named Luis Molina that William Hurt plays. With nobody else to talk to and with just each other as company, they begin to develop a very strong bond. This is such an incredible movie and William Hurt is such an incredible performer, one of his best roles ever, I'd say. It talks about how much transgenders are misunderstood, how much they have to fend for themselves and always look out for themselves. But when it comes to their emotions and what they feel passionately about, they're just like anybody else. For a long, long time, it was like Bollywood never even understood the concept of homosexuality. And somehow they ended up casting transgenders in comic roles. Even now, in some of the most popular TV shows and award shows, you'll end up seeing a man dressed as a woman just to get a few laughs. Why do we even laugh at that anymore, honestly? But thankfully, along with the film industries from the rest of the world, Bollywood is also waking up. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.